This week in West Virginia history, Hugh Isaac Schott died on October 12, 1953, at age 87. Hugh Ike, as he was known, was born in Stanton, Virginia, where he learned the printing trade. He moved to Bluefield and served as a clerk on the N&W Railway. In 1896, he purchased the weekly Bluefield Telegraph newspaper and switched it to a daily publication. His timing was great because the Bluefield area was growing by leaps and bounds thanks to the rapid spread of coal mining in the area. Schott built a communications empire in Bluefield, including the Morning Daily Telegraph, the Afternoon Sunset News, a printing company, and WHIS Radio. This pioneering station used Schott's initials as call letters and broadcast from a penthouse studio atop the luxurious West Virginian Hotel. It launched the careers of a number of country stars, including the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers and Lynn Davis, and Molly O'Day. Hugh Ike Schott also served two terms as a Republican congressman and a short stint in the U.S. Senate. After Schott's death, his sons and grandsons, including three sets of male twins, expanded the family business operations, including the addition of WHIS-TV. For more information on Hugh Ike Schott, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by the Thrasher Group, providing civil engineering, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thethrashergroup.com.